Azania Mosaka on 702.
Well, it's now 13 minutes past 2 and it's time for Matter of Fact. Every second Monday, we join the team from Africa Check and we interrogate a couple of the claims that have been put out in the public space. And this time, it's a little bit of a different conversation. And we're joined by Kaylee Clifford, who's a researcher at Africa Check. And today, we're looking at false context, graphic videos, photos that are not part of the recent xenophobic attacks in South Africa, yet they were circulated quite widely. They helped to spread the story even more and help it go viral. And that causes a number of concerns if the information that's being shared, of course, is not true, if it is disinformation. Good afternoon, Kaylee. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So recently we had International Fact-Checking Day.
That's right.
And Africa Check hosted a fact-checking, was it a workshop?
It was, yes. Yeah, we had a number of journalists come out and learn a bit more about fact-checking.
But it was open to any member of the public, right, that feels that they want more skills, they're interested in this in fact-checking. How did it go?
It went very well. We had some very good engagement and enthusiasm from the audience, which is always nice to see.
Yes, yes. And not just members of the media. I think ordinary people, we all need to have the skills to discern what is misinformation and what are real stories. Let's now look at recent events. We saw reports last week that the South African government was called to meet diplomats from other African countries who were quite concerned about reported attacks on foreign nationals, particularly in KwaZulu-Natal and Limpopo.
So some very worrying reports coming out about violence that's broken out between locals and foreigners in KZN. And this was late March.
Mm-hmm.
And this is xenophobic violence. So it's motivated by victims' geographic or ethnic or linguistic background.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different from your common form of crime. So it's not theft. It's not assault. It's
targeted.
It's targeted, exactly. Yeah. So we're seeing looting, we're seeing incidents of arson, invading the homes of foreign nationals and forcing them to leave. We know that the police have also have had to intervene.
Yes, and we saw Malawians, quite a number of them being displaced, some even saying that they want to go back home, and the state was also helping to repatriate those that didn't feel comfortable staying in South Africa any longer. Now, this story was also driven by videos, graphic videos and photos of violence.
That's right. So it's still quite unclear why or how this violence erupted. But we know from existing research that xenophobic attacks are influenced by differences in racial groups or linguistics. And so what we've seen here is that we have areas where migration has a historical pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And these areas are more prone to xenophobic violence. And then, of course, you have business competition, which often motivates attacks on foreign shopkeepers that are working in townships. And as you said, the reaction has been one of largely concern. We know that the Department of International Relations met with African diplomats last week. And the message coming out of those meetings is quite clear, that this violence is to be condemned and that South Africa is a country that welcomes Africans from across the continent.
Yes, even though the state still doesn't want to call it xenophobic violence, they're calling it criminal act. So there was one video that was shared on Twitter claiming that South Africans were carrying out terrible and inhumane attacks on foreigners. And the tweet went on to say, "This is truly happening. We cannot deny or make fun of this," the user tweeted. But you had several of your readers contacting Africa Check asking you to find out if these videos and images were the real deal.
That's right. And I think it's important to preface this by saying that although these images and videos may have been shared out of concern, what we found is that many of them are actually of completely unrelated incidents. Hmm. So if we look at the first video there, which you mentioned was shared to Twitter, it is quite a graphic video, so I would advise viewer discretion. But basically what it shows is a man lying on the ground and there's a group of people around him and they're beating him up.
And he's being beaten with a shovel.
He is. It's quite graphic.
Yeah.
But of course we had to check if it was real or not or where it was from.
So where do you start with the video?
What we did was we took a screenshot of what's called the thumbnail.
Mm.
So when you're looking at a video before you've pressed play, this is the image that appears on the screen. We screenshotted that and we put it into Google Reverse Image Search. Reverse Image Search, probably the most important tool in a fact checker's toolkit. It's free, really easy to use. And I know that it's been mentioned on the show before, but I think it bears repeating because if there's one thing that listeners take away from this, it's how to do a reverse image search.
Okay.
So
that little address that appears when you scroll onto it, you take that and you enter it on Google Reverse Image Search.
You can do that or you can upload the image manually.
Mm-hmm.
And what it will do is it will scan the internet for any earlier versions of the picture that have appeared online before. So if you have a picture and someone has claimed that it was from yesterday, but then you do a Google Reverse Image Search and you see actually this picture's been online since 2016, that's immediately a red flag, right? So that's what we did here with this video. We took the screenshot and we put it into Google Reverse Search, and the results took us back to Twitter, where we saw at least two users sharing the video in early February 2019.
So it could not have been from the Durban attacks.
It could not have been. The date's already a red flag. And then both of the users linked the video to Mob Justice in Mahikeng. So that's in our northwest province. And when we searched for this, we couldn't find any media reports on the incident in Mahikeng. But like you say, the fact that this video was circulating online more than a month before the latest flare-up of attacks means that it can't possibly be of a xenophobic attack in the last few days.
Right. So that one certainly wasn't linked to the story. And then there was another one that was circulating that had to do with a shootout in Johannesburg. And the person who shared it on Twitter, I see it was on the 31st of March, 2019. And they said that whatever's happening in South Africa proves that the country is trying to do anything to finish fellow Africans in the country. So this was also tweeted in relation to xenophobia.
Yeah, so this was shared to Twitter, like you say, on the 31st of March. And when we, as with the previous video, took a screenshot of the thumbnail and put it into Google Reverse Image Search, we didn't get any results, which sometimes happens. But sometimes you get lucky. In the comments section, there's often someone who knows that this video is
old. Yes, I've seen that and I've thought, oh, you're sharp. Like, you must be watching events quite closely for you to recognize that, hold on, this was from Mahikeng, or this was from another completely different incident.
Well, it certainly makes the job easier for us because we already then have a clue and we know where to look. And in this case, there was a Twitter user who was quite quick to point out that the video was old, that it was being used out of context. And as evidence, he posted a second video. And this video showed the same scene, but from a different angle. So what you see is a gentleman again lying on the ground with a group of people around him, beating him up. And he linked this video to a police shootout in central Johannesburg. And this apparently took place on the 14th of March, 2019. What we did then is we moved over to Google and we literally searched shootout Johannesburg, March 2019, and we picked up a news article reporting the incident. And in the news article, there was the original video.
Yes.
And it also explained that this video was taken by an eyewitness during the armed robbery on the 14th of March.
Wow. So this had nothing to do with incidents in Durban or Limpopo or with xenophobic attacks. And yet it was used to also drive the outrage that we saw play out, and potentially also the outrage that drove diplomats, that drove the concern that we saw at state level. And this, of course, does not negate the events that actually did take place on the ground, because those were widely reported as well. But let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll look at other images that were shared that you may have come across on social media as part of what the violence that we saw play out in KwaZulu-Natal and Limpopo. And maybe you have questions about the use of videos, the use of photos, when they are you get them on WhatsApp all the time. I remember in a family WhatsApp group, we shouted at one of our family members who was sharing really gruesome images and attributing them to local events when they actually were not even from this country. So it's 011-883-0702-31702 for your SMSs, as we hang out with Hayley Clifford, researcher at Africa Check, and we're looking at graphic videos, photos that were used of recent xenophobic attacks in South Africa. And so far, two of those videos have had nothing to do with events that happened in KZN and Limpopo. 011-883-0702-31702 for your SMSs. What is misinformation and what are real stories? Let's now look at recent recent events. We saw reports last week that the South African government was called to meet diplomats from other African countries who were quite concerned about reported attacks on foreign nationals, particularly in KwaZulu-Natal and Limpopo.
So some very worrying reports coming out about violence that's broken out between locals and foreigners in KZN. And this was late March.
Mm-hmm.
And this is xenophobic violence. So it's motivated by victims' geographic or ethnic or linguistic background.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different from your common form of crime. So it's not theft. It's not assault. It's different.
It's targeted,
exactly. Yeah. So we're seeing looting, we're seeing incidents of arson, invading the homes of foreign nationals and forcing them to leave. We know that the police have also had to intervene.
Yes, and we saw Malawians, quite a number of them being displaced, some even saying that they want to go back home, and the state was also helping to repatriate those that didn't feel comfortable staying in South Africa any longer. Now, this story was also driven by videos, graphic videos and photos of violence.
That's right. So it's still quite unclear why or how this violence erupted. But we know from existing research that xenophobic attacks are influenced by differences in racial groups or linguistics. And so what we've seen here is that we have areas where migration has a historical pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And these areas are more prone to xenophobic violence. And then, of course, you have business competition, which often motivates attacks on foreign shopkeepers that are working in townships. And as you said, the reaction has been one of largely concern. We know that the Department of International Relations met with African diplomats last week. And the message coming out of those meetings is quite clear, that this violence is to be condemned and that South Africa is a country that welcomes Africans from across the continent.
Yes, even though the state still doesn't want to call it xenophobic violence, they're calling it criminal acts. So there was one video that was shared on Twitter claiming that South Africans were carrying out terrible and inhumane attacks on foreigners. And the tweet went on to say, "This is truly happening. We cannot deny or make fun of this," the user tweeted. But you had several of your readers contacting Africa Check asking you to find out if these videos and images were the real deal.
That's right. And I think it's important to preface this by saying that although these images and videos may have been shared out of concern, what we found is that many of them are actually of completely unrelated incidents. Hmm. So if we look at the first video there, which you mentioned was shared to Twitter, it is quite a graphic video, so I would advise viewer discretion. But basically what it shows is a man lying on the ground, and there's a group of people around him, and they're beating him up.
And he's being beaten with a shovel.
He is. It's quite graphic.
Yeah.
But of course, we had to check if it was real or not, or where it was from.
So where do you start with the video?
What we did was we took a screenshot of what's called the thumbnail. Mm. So when you're looking at a video before you've pressed play, this is the image that appears on the screen. We screenshotted that and we put it into Google Reverse Image Search. Reverse Image Search, probably the most important tool in a fact checker's toolkit. It's free, really easy to use. And I know that it's been mentioned on the show before, but I think it bears repeating, because if there's one thing that listeners take away from this, it's how to do a reverse image search.
Okay.
So
that little address that appears when you scroll onto it, you take that and you enter it on Google Reverse Image Search.
You can do that, or you can upload the image manually.
Mm-hmm.
And what it will do is it will scan the internet for any earlier versions of the picture that have appeared online before.
Uh-huh.
So if you have a picture and someone has claimed that it was from yesterday, but then you do a Google reverse image search and you see, actually, this picture's been online since 2016, that's immediately a red flag, right? So that's what we did here with this video. We took the screenshot and we put it into Google reverse search, and the results took us back to Twitter, where we saw at least two users sharing the video in early February 2019.
So it could not have been from the Durban attacks.
It could not have been. The date's already a red flag. And then both of the users linked the video to Mob Justice in Mahikeng. So that's in our northwest province. And when we searched for this, we couldn't find any media reports on the incident in Mahikeng. But like you say, the fact that this video was circulating online more than a month before the latest flare-up of attacks means that it can't possibly be of a xenophobic attack in the last few days.
Right. So that one certainly wasn't linked to the story. And then there was another one that was circulating that had to do with a shootout in Johannesburg. And the person who shared it on Twitter, see, it was on the 31st of March, 2019. And they said that whatever's happening in South Africa proves that the country is trying to do anything to finish fellow Africans in the country. So this was also tweeted in relation to xenophobia.
Yeah, so this was shared to Twitter, like you say, on the 31st of March. And when we, as with the previous video, took a screenshot of the thumbnail and put it into Google reverse image search, we didn't get any results, which sometimes happens. But sometimes you get lucky. In the comments section, there's often someone who knows that this video is
old. So I've seen that and I've thought, oh, you're sharp. Like, you must be watching events quite closely for you to recognize that, hold on, this was from Mahikeng, or this was from another completely different incident.
Well, it certainly makes the job easier for us because we already then have a clue and we know where to look. And in this case, there was a Twitter user who was quite quick to point out that the video was old, that it was being used out of context. And as evidence, he posted a second video. And this video showed the same scene, but from a different angle. So what you see is a gentleman again lying on the ground with a group of people around him, beating him up. And he linked this video to a police shootout in central Johannesburg. And this apparently took place on the 14th of March, 2019. What we did then is we moved over to Google and we literally searched shootout Johannesburg, March 2019, and we picked up a news article reporting the incident. And in the news article, there was the original video.
Yes.
And it also explained that this video was taken by an eyewitness during the armed robbery on the 14th of March.
Wow. So this had nothing to do with incidents in Durban or Limpopo or with xenophobic attacks. And yet it was used to also drive the outrage that we saw play out, and potentially also the outrage that drove diplomats, that drove the concern that we saw at state level. And this, of course, does not negate the events that actually did take place on the ground, because those were widely reported as well. But let's take a break. And when we come back, we'll look at other images that were shared that you may have come across on social media as part of what the violence that we saw play out in KwaZulu-Natal and Limpopo. And maybe you have questions about the use of videos, the use of photos, when they are you get them on WhatsApp all the time. I remember in a family WhatsApp group, we shouted at one of our family members who was sharing really gruesome images and attributing them to local events when they actually were not even from this country. So it's 011-883-0702-31702 for your SMSs, as we hang out with Hayley Clifford, researcher at Africa Check, and we're looking at graphic videos, photos that were used of recent xenophobic attacks in South Africa. And so far, two of those videos have had nothing to do with events that happened in KZN and Limpopo. 011-883-0702-31702 for your SMSs.
702. Asanya Mosaka. Lines are always open on 011-883-0702.
It's 25 minutes past two. We're hanging out with Hayley Clifford, who is a researcher at Africa Check, and she's been debunking viral images and videos of supposed xenophobic violence in South Africa. We've dealt with two so far. The first one has to do with the man on the ground, attire just not too far from him. There are stones strewn on the floor, on the ground, in the street, and you have a group surrounding him. And there's one particular individual beating him with a spade. And that, Kaylee says, actually comes from an incident that had happened in Mahikeng in February, and not at the time that was said to be the attacks we saw in KwaZulu-Natal and Limpopo. And then a second one has to do with robbery that happened in Johannesburg, and it was also circulated as being part of xenophobic attacks in KwaZulu-Natal. And it turns out that it was actually a robbery, and there was a shootout in the CBD, and it was certainly used out of context and related to the wrong story. Now, the third one, Kaylee, that we're looking at today is, I saw these ones, burning buses, pictures of these in Malawi. And the story that accompanied it was that in the countries where South Africa has operations, South African companies have operations where that the residents of those countries are also reacting to the violence to that is being experienced by their compatriots in South Africa by burning things like buses and trucks.
Yes, that was certainly the claim. So this was a post that was made to Facebook, and the user had claimed here that Zambians had declared war in relation to these xenophobic attacks, and they were burning buses and shuttering businesses owned by South Africans.
Yes, yes.
And there's evidence, we saw there two pictures of burning buses. And alongside the bus, you can see the name of Intercape there, which we know is a South African transport company.
And it does operate across our borders.
It does, yes. So it could very well be an incident of xenophobic violence, but we had to obviously first check if that was true.
Yeah.
And the first thing we did was ran the image through an app called Photo Forensics. So this is a very cool tool that will allow you to see if an image has been digitally manipulated.
Photo Forensics.
Photo Forensics.
Right.
So if an image has been photoshopped in any way, this tool will immediately pick it up.
Okay, so was this photoshopped, this image?
It wasn't. Not in this case. It was very little evidence of manipulation. And some readers had actually pointed that out. They said that these images do look real, but we can't tell if they're of xenophobic violence or not. So the next step was our trusty reverse image search.
Yes.
Again, this was unhelpful. But as we've seen with the previous Johannesburg shooting video, sometimes the direct approach is best. So we actually just entered into Google Intercape and burning bus, and we picked up a number of different news stories from that. But again, quite difficult from there to then pinpoint exactly where these images were from. So we thought, well, let's get on to the phone with Intercape and ask them what's happening here. And they confirmed to us that the image was genuine.
Yes.
But that the pictures were taken in Malawi and that the fire was caused by a technical malfunction.
Ah, so no petrol bomb, no reaction to what was happening in South Africa.
No.
So this was a technical problem that caused the fire, the bus to burn.
It was, but the images were real. They hadn't been altered.
Yes, yes, yes.
So a running theme here is that the pictures are real. They often haven't been manipulated digitally, but they're being used out of context.
Yes, because similarly, there were stories that Zimbabweans were burning South African trucks.
702. Asanya Mosaka. Lines are always open. On 011-883-0702.
It's 25 minutes past two. We're hanging out with Kaylee Clifford, who is a researcher at Africa Check, and she's been debunking viral images and videos of supposed xenophobic violence in South Africa. We've dealt with two so far. The first one has to do with the man on the ground, a tire just not too far from him. There are stones strewn on the floor, on the ground, in the street, and you have a group surrounding him, and there's one particular individual beating him with a spade. And that, Kaylee says, actually comes from an incident that had happened in Mahikeng in February, and not at the time that was said to be the attacks we saw in KwaZulu-Natal and Limpopo. And then a second one has to do with robbery that happened in Johannesburg, and it was also circulated as being part of xenophobic attacks in KwaZulu-Natal. And it turns out that it was actually a robbery, and there was a shootout in the CBD, and it was certainly used out of context and related to the wrong story. Now, the third one, Kelly, that we're looking at today is, I saw these ones, burning buses, pictures of these in Malawi. And the story that accompanied it was that in the countries where South Africa has operations, South African companies have operations, where that the residents of those countries are also reacting to the violence that is being experienced by their compatriots in South Africa by burning things like buses and trucks.
Yes, that was certainly the claim. So this was a post that was made to Facebook, and the user had claimed here that Zambians had declared war in relation to these xenophobic attacks, and they were burning buses and shuttering businesses owned by South Africans.
Yes, yes.
And there's evidence, we saw there two pictures of burning buses. And alongside the bus, you can see the name of Intercape there, which we know is a South African transport company.
And it does operate across our borders.
It does, yes. So it could very well be an incident of xenophobic violence, but we had to obviously first check if that was true.
Yeah.
And the first thing we did was ran the image through an app called Photo Forensics. So this is a very cool tool that will allow you to see if an image has been digitally manipulated.
Photo Forensics.
Photo Forensics.
Right.
So if an image has been photoshopped in any way, this tool will immediately pick it up.
Okay, so was this photoshopped, this image?
It wasn't. Not in this case. There was very little evidence of manipulation, and some readers have actually pointed that out. They said that these images do look real, but we can't tell if they're of xenophobic violence or not. So the next step was our trusty reverse image search.
Yes.
Again, this was unhelpful. But as we've seen with the previous Johannesburg shooting video, sometimes the direct approach is best. So we actually just entered into Google Intercape and Burning Bus, and we picked up a number of different news stories from that. But again, quite difficult from there to then pinpoint exactly where these images were from. So we thought, well, let's get on to the phone with Intercape and ask them what's happening here. And they confirmed to us that the image was genuine.
Yes.
But that the pictures were taken in Malawi and that the fire was caused by a technical malfunction.
Ah, so no petrol bomb, no reaction to what was happening in South Africa.
No.
So this was a technical problem that caused the fire, the bus to burn.
It was, but the images were real. They hadn't been altered.
Yes.
So a running theme here is that the pictures are real. They often haven't been manipulated digitally, but they're being used out of context.
Yes, because similarly, there were stories that Zimbabweans were burning South African trucks at Beitbridge as a form of, and I quote from the tweet, revenge for their brothers and sisters who have been ruthlessly murdered in xenophobic attacks.
So this was actually an online story, which, as you said, claims Zimbabweans were hitting back at South Africa by burning some South African trucks. And we saw there two pictures of burnt out trucks that were looked quite dilapidated.
Yes.
And this was supposed to be evidence of the violence that was taking place. And the story went as far as to quote a Metro Police spokesperson, a senior superintendent, Morgan Mahamba, who said that 1,500 people were involved.
Wow.
But when we then spoke to National Police spokesperson Brigadier Vishnu Naidu, he told us that there had actually been no reports of such attacks at the border post and that a lot of these social media posts doing the rounds were fake.
They went as far as to quote a Metro Police spokesperson. Senior Superintendent Morgan Mahamba, if that's a real person to begin with, that 1,500 people were involved. What could be the source? What motivates people to do this? I mean, this has devastating effects in a society.
Yeah, I mean, as we've said, I think people share these pictures with good intentions. It's obviously a deep concern. People want to raise awareness. But when you're using false images to untruthfully represent a current event, it really perpetuates the problem. What it does is it seems to convey the message that nothing has really changed and that efforts we've made to reduce or to eliminate xenophobia have not been fruitful. And of course, the problem still exists. There are still issues. But there are some differences from the serious attacks we saw in 2008 and then again in 2015.
Yes.
And these need to be represented fairly as well.
Yes, and what happened in KZN, what happened in Limpopo, those are situations that need to be acknowledged and also reported very fairly. And they are a source of concern.
Of course, yes. And I think the bottom or overall message here is that we should take care before sharing things.
Absolutely.
I mean, all the tools that we've discussed here today are free and they're quite easy to use. So it should be fairly simple for you to decide whether a picture is old or new or not.
Absolutely.
And if you're in doubt, then simply don't share.
Trusted reverse image search on Google. So before we take headlines quickly, I know Africa Check is also busy with What's Crap on WhatsApp. You've introduced this new feature.
Yeah, so this is very exciting. It's a program we've launched to verify content on WhatsApp, which is a platform we've previously struggled to reach because unless you've received the message yourself or you've sent it yourself, we don't really know what kind of information is being shared on the platform.
Yes.
So this is a program we've launched in conjunction with Volume Investigations. And how it basically works is that if you receive a dodgy message on WhatsApp, we all belong to these WhatsApp groups. I'm sure you're thinking already of a message you've been sent. You can forward that through to us. And what we'll do is we'll look at what we've collected over the month and put together a 2 to 3 minute breakdown of what's true and what's not in the form of a voice note.
So we need to save your number then?
You do. So you can add us as a contact on 073-749-7875. and send us your dodgy claims for checking.
Thank you. Just adds to your load, to your workload, Kaylee. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Kaylee Clifford, researcher at Africa at Baitbridge, as a form of, and I quote from the tweet, revenge for their brothers and sisters who have been ruthlessly murdered in xenophobic attacks.
So this was actually an online story, which, as you said, claims Zimbabweans were hitting back at South Africa by burning some South African trucks. And we saw there two pictures of burnt out trucks that were looked quite dilapidated.
Yes.
And this was supposed to be evidence of the violence that was taking place. And the story went as far as to quote a Metro Police spokesperson, a senior superintendent, Morgan Mahamba, who said that 1,500 people were involved.
Wow.
But when we then spoke to National Police spokesperson Brigadier Vishnu Naidu, he told us that there had actually been no reports of such attacks at the border post and that a lot of these social media posts doing the rounds were fake.
They went as far as to quote a Metro Police spokesperson, Senior Superintendent Morgan Mahamba. That's a real person to begin with. That 1,500 people were involved. What could be the source? What motivates people to do this? I mean, this has devastating effects in a society.
Yeah, I mean, as we've said, I think people share these pictures with good intentions. It's obviously a deep concern. People want to raise awareness. But when you're using false images to untruthfully represent a current event, it really perpetuates the problem. What it does is it seems to convey the message that nothing has really changed and that efforts we've made to reduce or to eliminate xenophobia have not been fruitful. And of course, the problem still exists. There are still issues. But there are some differences from the serious attacks we saw in 2008 and then again in 2015. And these need to be represented fairly as well.
Yes, and what happened in KZN, what happened in Limpopo, those are situations that need to be acknowledged and also reported very fairly. And they are a source of concern.
Of course, yes. And I think the bottom or overall message here is that we should take care before sharing things.
Absolutely.
I mean, all the tools that we've discussed here today are free and they're quite easy to use. So it should be fairly simple for you to decide whether a picture is old or new or not.
Absolutely.
And if you're in doubt, then simply don't share.
Trusted reverse image search on Google. So before we take headlines quickly, I know Africa Check is also busy with What's Crap on WhatsApp. You've introduced this new feature.
Yeah, so this is very exciting. It's a program we've launched to verify content on WhatsApp, which is a platform we've previously struggled to reach because unless you've received the message yourself or you've sent it yourself, we don't really know what kind of information is being shared on the platform.
Yes.
So this is a program we've launched in conjunction with Volume Investigations. And how it basically works is that if you receive a dodgy message on WhatsApp, we all belong to these WhatsApp groups. I'm sure you're thinking already of a message you've been sent. You can forward that through to us. And what we'll do is we'll look at what we've collected over the month and put together a 2 to 3 minute breakdown of what's true and what's not in the form of a voice note.
So we need to save your number then?
You do. So you can add us as a contact on 073-749-7875. And send us your dodgy claims for checking.
Thank you. It just adds to your load, to your workload, Kaylee. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Kaylee Clifford, researcher at Africa.